So sometimes in life, we experience problems and trials, and they cause us to worry. That's just a part of life, right? And some of those problems make it really difficult to trust God. Trust me, I know. I've been there.
Hey, mom friend. Welcome to Taller Mom Diaries podcast. I want to help you build a beautiful, godly marriage, raise your children in the Lord, and create an organized, Christ-centered home. It's time to go from settling for the world's expectations of marriage and family to enjoying home life, marriage, family, and parenting God's way. I know that deep desire in your heart to thrive as a godly wife and a Christian mom while living out the purpose that God has for you. You just need to know how to do it, and I'm here to help. Hey girl, I'm Larissa J. I'm a wife, toddler mom, and Christian personal development coach. It wasn't long ago when I was an overwhelmed mom and a stressed out elementary teacher. But I decided to go all in and trust God with my life. I quit my job in order to do what I was feeling called to do, focus on family. I felt the calling to create this podcast for you, mom friend, because I want you to know that you're not alone and that doing this thing God's way is better than anything you could have ever imagined.
I want to start this chapter off with, what does the Bible say about trusting God? Because we have our situations that we deal with, but then we have what the Word of God says. And so we're going to take a look at these two things, and then we're going to establish, how can you trust God when you just can't stop worrying? I first want to start with Proverbs 3, 5 through 6, which says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your paths. We see here in this scripture, in these two verses, where we are being instructed to trust God. And you may say, oh, well, that's easier said than done. And sometimes, yeah, it does sound easier than it is actually trying to apply it. But we know that if the Lord instructs us to do it, that he will give us the grace and the help that we need to actually follow through, right? So we want to trust in the Lord with all our heart. It says, lean not unto your own understanding. That means it doesn't matter what the situation looks like. It doesn't matter what your logic says, because sometimes things can be illogical, especially when we're dealing with faith. And now if you missed the video where we talked about faith, I'm going to go ahead and leave a link down below. And you can also click this card here, because we did a great video lesson talking about how to increase your faith. But here we want to make sure that we are operating fully in faith as opposed to leaning towards our own understanding. And if you're a logical, analytical person, I know that can be very difficult and challenging. It's really something that you're going to have to get used to practicing so that we can start leaning on the Lord as opposed to our logic, as opposed to what we believe, as opposed to what the situation looks like. We're going to ignore that and then focus on what God says. Do not lean on your own understanding, but instead acknowledge him. Talk to him, seek him, get before him. And when you do that, then he's going to give you wisdom and he's going to direct your paths. Okay. So we see in this verse alone, or these two verses alone, there is the answer. There is the remedy. I can remember a time in my own personal life where all I could do was worry. And I ended up getting to a place, I believe the Lord led me. I'm going to wake up. I'm going to spend time with just quiet time alone with him. I did it in the morning when the sun was coming up and I could hear the birds, and it was just beautiful, peaceful, tranquil time. And that really blessed me. And it really helped wash the worries away. But really seeking the Lord was one of the things, getting before God was one of the things that I did that helped me through that season. I knew that I was limited in my ability, my capacity, but I serve a God who is greater than all of this. And so that was one of the things that I did that really helped me through that season, spending time with God, being still and spending time with him daily. If you're not doing that, that alone is going to help you. But let's keep going. Another thing that I came across was Matthew 6. Now, I've read Matthew 6 so many times before, but I just got like this revelation when I read it during that season. And it begins by saying, therefore, I say unto you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Wow, so powerful, because the Word of God addresses the situation. It says, do not worry about your life. So if you find yourself tempted to worry about your life, I want you to always come back to this verse right here where it tells you, don't worry about it. Life is more than food. Life is more than clothes. Life is more than drink. Life is more than all the other things that we can be tempted to worry about, right? And not only that, then if you continue to read in that passage, it goes on to talk about how the birds are fed, right? They don't do anything. They're not going out, you know, to the grocery store. Birds are fed. Lilies are clothed. They're beautiful. I love lilies, but they don't do anything. And then it says, aren't you much more valuable than they are? Like, real talk, aren't you more important than a bird? Aren't you more valuable than a flower? Yes, you are. God loves you. He knows the amount of hairs on your head. His thoughts of you outnumber the grains of sand on the beach, right? He loves you. He created you. He knew your days before you were even conceived. He cares about you. So if he cares about you that much and he loves you that much, don't you think that he's going to take care of you? You've got to cast those things over on him. And when I read this during that season, like I said, I had revelation and it blessed me. And I hope it blesses you too. I encourage you to take time out to really study that. I want to highlight here Matthew 6:27, where it says, which of you by worrying can add a cubit to your stature? You can't add anything to your life, to your height, to anything by worrying. Worrying literally does nothing for you other than it drains you. It takes away from you, right? It's more harmful. It does more harm than good. And then also in verse 30, I want to point out where it says, now if God so clothed the grass of the field, which is today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you? And then it says, oh, you of little faith. Oh my goodness. Then it brings that faith aspect in. And like I said, we talked about faith in the previous video lesson. Make sure that you check it out if you haven't seen it. Oh, you of little faith. That means is, hey, if you're worrying about these things and you don't believe that God is going to provide for you and get you through the situation and meet your needs, oh, you of little faith. You've got to increase your faith. We talked about in the last video lesson how you need faith to please God. Okay, so let's get into chapter 2. I want to cover here why you should stop worrying. I want to throw a little bit of nuggets at you because the solution here to the problem that we're talking about is that we've got to spend time with God in his word. And when we spend time in his word, we grow in our faith, and then all of this worry and stress and anxiety goes away. For me personally, things really started to turn around for me when I got before him on that sunny day and those sunny days, because I did it consecutively, and he literally restored my spirit. Like, there's power in the word of God. It will really change you and the situation that you're in and the way that you're feeling. It is so life-changing, especially if you get in there and yes, you read your word, but you also spend some time in worship and just thinking about who he is. It will change your life, let me tell you. So if you haven't done that, please do so, because I know sometimes we can worry and sometimes you can get to a point where you don't even want to talk to God. You don't even want to talk to him. You don't even know what to say. What am I going to say to you? Because I asked you for this and nothing happened, right? That may be how you're thinking. I felt that way before. You want to put that aside. Don't lean on your own, the way you feeling, but instead get before him. And I'm telling you, this alone, it will bless your life. See, here's the thing. God already knows what you need each day. Like, he knew what you would need before you even arrived at the day. He knows what you're going to need 5 years from now, right? He knew all of your days before you were born. Let me read Psalm 139 verse 16 to you. It says, you saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. This lets us know before you were even born, God knew all your days. That means he knew every situation and every circumstance that you would ever experience and ever deal with. He knew what problems and trials and tribulations you would experience. And he is able to fashion and form everything to work everything together for your good. He knows that you need money. He knows that you need a new car. He knows that you're believing for healing or a new job, or you're praying for your children or whatever the case is. He knows that you're single and you want to be married. He knows that you're searching for your purpose because you don't know what it is that you're called to do in life and you really have a burning desire to do what he's called you to do. He knows all of those things. And so it's up to us to make sure that we are trusting him, saying, hey, God, you knew all of this before I was even in existence, before anybody was thinking about me. You knew about all of this and you have already made a way. You already have the answer. There's no point in me sitting up worrying about it because you already have the solution. Why do we stay up at night thinking about things and trying to fix things and piece them together and make things work when God already has the answer. He already has the solution. He already knows how it's going to play out. He already knows how it works out. You want to know the new thing that I have this year? I just say, you know what? It's all going to work out. It's all going to work out. It always works out. Why? Because we serve a great God and none of this stuff is a surprise to him. So I know that trusting him may feel like a risk to you, but you have nothing to lose. Like, especially when you begin to walk by faith, you will truly be amazed at the incredible things that God can do in your life. But you have to take the risk and walk by faith and trust God. It's not really a risk because he won't let you down. He will never leave you, forsake you. He won't fail you. But I know for us, sometimes it feels like a risk. All right, let's get into chapter 3. This is the last chapter of the video. I want to talk about how you can trust God when you are tempted to worry. How to trust God when you keep worrying. That's what you came here for, right? So we're at that point in the video. I want you to remember that God has great plans for you. I encourage you to read Jeremiah 29:11 that talks about his plans for you are good. It's not for destruction and disaster. He didn't create you to ruin your life. He created you because he has great plans for you. And you can see all throughout scripture how he's used people, regardless of their background, regardless of their mistakes, when they've repented, God has used people for his glory and in a great and mighty way. I encourage you to read those biblical accounts because they will encourage you. But understand that God has good plans for your life. And then I want you to reflect on his goodness, reflect on his mercy, and practice gratitude. What does that mean? Take time out every day to say, thank you, God, for blah, 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 blah. Whatever it is that he's done for you, it can be big, it can be small, but get in the habit of practicing every day giving thanks. The scripture talks about rejoice in the Lord always, right? All throughout scripture, it talks about how we need to give thanks. So you want to practice having a thankful heart of gratitude to the Lord. And when I say reflect on his goodness, think about the times where he's come through. Because we all have times where the Lord has come through for us and he's answered prayers. And I want you to reflect on those times because those times will get you through what you're currently dealing with or what you may deal with in the future. Think about, oh man, I'm believing God for this, or I don't know how this is going to work out, but this happened in 2019 and he worked it out, or this happened in 2005 and he protected me, or this happened in, you know, 2020 and it all worked out, right? So think about all of the things that God has done for you in your personal life. Maybe write them down, keep a journal so that you can always reflect, or just have like this mental Rolodex of events and situations where you will always go back to and say, well, God got me through this. I do the same thing when I, you know, there's certain things that I, you know, believing for, and I say, well, he did this for me in 2020. Oh, he did this for me in 2018, or he did this for me in 2023. I know that he's going to come through for me now in 2024, right? I know that he's going to answer. I know that he hears me. I know this thing works because he was faithful then. He's not going to stop being faithful, right? He's God. He's not going to stop being reliable to you. He's not going to stop loving you. Those things will continue. So it's just a matter of you and your headspace. And when worry does creep up because it happens, I want you to stop and speak the word of God instead. Stop those thoughts and say, no, this is what the Bible says. And speak the word and say it over and over and over until you fill in it, until it gets in you, right? And it encourages you and builds you up. You've got to remind yourself of what the word of God says and not absorb the lies of the enemy when he starts to get you to worry. I want to read to you, this is in John 14. It says, I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart, and the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid. This is Jesus speaking, and he's telling us he's leaving us with the gift of peace, not the gift of worry, not the gift of stress. He's leaving us with a gift, peace of mind and heart. The world cannot give this peace. You can only get it from him. So don't be troubled and don't be afraid. In other words, he's saying, don't worry about it. Okay. He's saying, don't worry about it. He's giving you the peace. Accept that peace, child, and move on. And like I said, I know sometimes it's easier said than done, but this is all a practice. We've got to work on ourselves, work on our spirit, so we can get to a place where we can just surrender and say, I trust you, God. I know that you're going to work this out. I don't know how it's going to happen, but I'm choosing to rely completely on you. I'm choosing to lay this down and cast my cares upon you. And I know that it's going to work out. Meditate on the word, rely on his peace, and seek his kingdom first. Because this spiritual discipline is what yields results. Now, you've made it to the assignment part of this video lesson. We are at the end. Go you. You made it to the end of this lesson. Great job. Today, I want you to make a list of times when God came through for you big time. That could be maybe he protected you in a car accident. Maybe he healed you of some sort of sickness or illness. Maybe he protected your children in a situation that was dangerous. Maybe he presented you to your future spouse. Maybe he revealed to you your purpose. Maybe he came through with some financial abundance when you was in the struggle, or you got groceries when you didn't know how you was going to eat. Whatever the case is, I want you to write down all of the things. Maybe you had something big that you had to pay for and you didn't know how you're going to be able to afford it, and he came through. Write all of those things down. Write them down, maybe in a notebook, maybe like your faith journal or stop worrying journal, right? God's come through journal, monument journal, whatever you want to call it. I want you to make a list of the times where God has come through for you. And I want you to thank him for his faithfulness. And I want you to ask him to give you peace and wisdom for your current situation. And if you don't have a current situation, when you do get there, ask for peace and wisdom and refer back to this journal. And when you're tempted to worry, go back and look at all those things of God's faithfulness. And I also want you to review Matthew 6, verses 25 through 34, because like I said, it'll bless you if you take your time and read it slowly.